From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour in limbo. Early this morning, barely 2 hours into the new year, the Senate voted 89-8 to keep tax rates just where they were last year for all household income up to $450,000. Midnight brought the expiration of those rates, along with a schedule of new deep spending cuts that the Senate vote would delay. But that vote means nothing without the House acting as well. And though the Senate bill passed with strong Republican support, it's not yet clear if the GOP-led House will try to amend the Senate compromise. Joining me from the Capitol's NPR congressional correspondent, David Wellna. And David, I understand that the House is obviously in session and it will be taking up the bill the Senate passed earlier today.
That's how it's looking, Audie. It's looking as if the House is going to have an extremely late night tonight, just as the Senate did last night. And it looks like the House is trying to move before the financial markets open tomorrow morning. The option that House Democrats and many Republicans as well clearly favor is bringing up the compromise bill that Vice President Joe Biden and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell crafted, and which 90% of Senate Republicans voted for. The vice president met earlier today with House Democrats to try to sell them on the deal. And afterward, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called on House Speaker John Boehner to put that bill on the House floor and hold a straight up or down vote on it with no amendments.
Whether we have an up or down vote shouldn't even be a question. There shouldn't even be a question. We were told when we would not have any legislation on the floor until and unless the Senate acted. And when they did, we would have a vote. And so we want to have that vote.
And so it looks like that she is going to get the vote that she's asking for. There's a reason for Nancy Pelosi's sense of urgency here. In addition to the markets opening tomorrow, this Senate-passed bill will die, along with all other pending legislation, when the new Congress, the 113th, is sworn in on Thursday.
But what's been the reaction from House Republicans to the bill that the Senate passed?
It's been mildly to extremely negative in a move that may put him at odds with Speaker Boehner. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor told his caucus that he can't support the bill as it stands now. He's often taken sides with the hardline Tea Party-backed House Republicans, so that may not be such a surprise, but even some moderate Republicans, such as Ohio's Steve LaTourette, who's about to retire, say that they don't like the fact that the bill is only about extending benefits and raising some people's taxes.
This isn't a done deal by a long stretch. I mean, this does nothing to cut spending. And there are a lot of people, including me, that think that that's a big weakness.
And when LaTourette was asked what the alternative was, he said it's to amend the Senate bill and send it back with some spending reductions. But LaTourette admitted that there probably weren't the votes among House Republicans to do that. Many of them are very nervous about them taking all the blame if this whole thing blows up and we do actually go over the fiscal cliff when people get back to work tomorrow.
So is there a sense that there will be enough Republicans supporting this compromise to get it through the House?
Well, you know, it's not clear. It's unlikely there would be a majority of the GOP majority in the House for changing or for voting for an unchanged Senate bill, which is what the House is likely to do tonight. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole, who's on the GOP vote counting team, thinks it would take a combination of votes from both parties to pass the Senate measure.
I think more members want this to pass than are willing to vote for it, frankly. And that's fair enough. Again, some have principled opposition, but you also have to be practical about what's the best deal you can get given the circumstances that you have. There's going to be a lot of Democratic votes for this. I think there'll be a substantial number of Republican votes as well, and there should be.
Finally, David, what's at stake here for House Speaker John Boehner?
You know, Audie, this is the most crucial test to date of the 2-year-old speakership of John Boehner. So far, he's stuck to about a 12-year-old GOP policy known as the Hastert Rule of not bringing up any bill that does not have the support of the majority of his fellow Republicans. But as I said, he may not have that majority for this bill. So does he free up his members to vote as they wish and hope enough of them join Democrats to get the bill passed? If he does, that there could be some nasty consequences for him when the first vote the House takes on Thursday, which is to elect or reelect the Speaker of the House, happens. Boehner doesn't have any clear rivals at this point, but he may want to get reelected and keep his job before this whole thing settles out.
NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol. David, thank you.
You're welcome, Audie.